Did you know that a British intelligence officer that worked for MI5 publicly stated that she thought they killed Diana because Diana supported Palestine? Funny that. They taught us all about the 6 million, right? In fact, I'm sure we've all heard that number 6 million times. To date, over 1,000 people have been arrested for asking questions. That just doesn't seem right. Why'd they need to threaten to arrest people for something that isn't a lie? It's December 14, 1945. The word 6 million Jews dead are written on a headline. That's 3 months after a world war. You've got the whole story? A story I once believed because it's what my teacher taught me. But riddle me this. Why are schools so obsessed with teaching this exaggerated lie and yet remain completely blind to the violence of recent times? Right now, these victims are committing literal racial genocide with only one side televised. Hold on, I want to get this right. Jewish Bolsheviks killed 60 million Christians, but we were never taught about it. Or the fact that scientists looked extensively for signs of Zyklon B and never ever found it. But if you say this shit, then instantly you're labeled anti-Semitic. Well, hold on, let's talk about that label, because that's fucking got me in hysterics. I'm gonna teach you all a lesson. You know how to hold a pen, right? Did you know that not a single one of the first Jewish immigrants that flooded into Palestine could trace their genes to the Semites? The very same people that say they're God's chosen children. You don't get to say you're God's children whilst dropping bombs on civilian buildings. And I'm not talking about your average Jew just trying to live his life. I'm not talking about his children. I'm not talking about his wife. I'm talking about the kind of people that think their religion gives them right to level entire cities without concern for innocent life. Because right now there's tens of thousands of people getting butchered like dogs, towns burned, people raped, lives destroyed, and for what? So a small group of mixed-bred mentalists can call themselves chosen? This is the synagogue of Satan, and the doors of hell are open. The Talmud teaches it's acceptable to take the virginity of a tiny little girl, even one as young as 3, but not that killing a non-Jew is like killing a beast. If we're going to criticize, we have to learn to do it properly. Because yes, the Talmud is full of sinister shit, and I know many of you think that I'm just taking the piss. How I wish I was. I wish that I was some brainwashed racist prick, because I don't want to think about all this. It's beyond disturbing. It is sick. But someone has to have a backbone and say it how it is. No one dares to speak up or lay the truth upon their lips, but I won't live a coward. I refuse to sit in silence. I believe to sit in silence is to be compliant. Now I stand defiant in the face of giants like David did Goliath. These people aren't fucking victims now, they're snakes and liars, and the body count, it just keeps getting higher and higher, and once you start noticing, my friend, fuck, it's hard to stop. It sure is convenient that the day the Twin Towers got hit by a plane, the owner took the day off, but only after insuring them for billions and billions for terrorist attacks and $12 trillion went missing from the Pentagon that never has been tracked. How convenient. This happened the day before the towers fell and burst into flames. The terrorist passport survived, but not an inch of the plane. Why was George Bush's brother in control of the airport that day? Why were there 5 dancing Israelis capturing it all on videotape? Let's talk about JFK. They say it might have been the mafia or CIA, but no one wants to talk about the fact that the day before they killed that American hero and watched as he bled, a Secret Service memo was sent out. Do you want to see what it said? We now have plenty of money. Our new backers are Jews. As soon as we or they take care of Kennedy, I'll leave the rest up to you. You can go and look this up. It's all been declassified, but you won't, because it's easier to just say that I lied, that I'm mad, that I'm crazy, that I'm racist, that I'm sick. But before you make your judgment, I'm gonna leave you all with this. The Great Replacement isn't a theory, it's happening while we speak. Millions of unchecked immigrants are flooding into our streets, and I'm sure some are good people, but many more are not. And this is our fucking land, and the only one we've got. And that would be completely acceptable to say if I was black. Yeah, this is our land, and we need to take it back. They want us all fighting each other whilst they sit back and laugh. We need to rise up together or we never will last. Israel are making war victims and sending them here. They aren't even trying to hide it anymore. Now their mission is clear. They want us all to kill each other, then they'll move in when we're done. This is nothing but a game to them. It's nothing but some fun. They don't think of us as humans because it says so in their book. Soon everything you see in love will just be everything they took. And if we do not wake up now, then we do not stand a chance. Look at the state of Norway, Finland, Italy, and France. This is a cry for sense. This is a call for reason. To let them get away with this shit would be nothing short of treason. So will you stand up, brothers and sisters, or will you be a part of their plan? These are our last days. This is our final stand.